The Iraqi government was quick to deny the accusations made by Secretary Colin Powell at the Security Council today. There were protests from the Iraqi ambassador to the UN and from top government officials in Baghdad. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us now from the Iraqi capital. Anne, tell us about the Iraqi response there.
Well, I think you can put it pretty simply as utterly dismissive. The first indications came pretty quickly from the Information Ministry, which called Powell's speech baseless allegations and the photographs he presented no more than cartoons. The main rebuttal then came at a press conference with General Amir al-Sadi, Saddam's chief science advisor and the chief liaison with the UN inspectors. Now, I should point out that al-Sadi was singled out by Secretary Powell as the man whose mission is not to disarm but deceive, a charge al-Sadi vehemently denied.
Al-Sadi's his press conference was broadcast here in the U.S. It was in English. Let's hear a little bit of what he said.
His findings and allegations are a deliberate attempt to undermine the credibility and professionalism of the inspection bodies, ANMOVIC and the IAEA, by making allegations which directly contradict their assessments or cast doubts on their credibility.
And you were there in the room. Did he address any of the specific allegations laid out today by Secretary Powell?
He did. He didn't go through everything, though. Basically, he called this a typical American show complete with stunts and special effects. That seems to be the theme from the Iraqis. He said this was a presentation for the uninformed to justify war. We're expecting a much more detailed response tomorrow night, and the foreign minister is sending a response to the UN Secretary General. But as the clip you played indicated, al-Sadi basically focused on the necessity of allowing the inspections to continue. He suggested that Powell had humiliated the inspectors. He claims the inspectors have visited the sites Powell mentioned and have found no evidence of banned weapons. That is indeed the case with the missile engine factory cited by Secretary Powell. He mentioned a factory where there's now a roof so that satellite photos can't be taken. The inspectors have been there several times and looked under that roof. But al-Sadi's main point was that Powell had exaggerated and distorted outstanding issues between Iraq and the inspectors. He said Iraq was willing to discuss all these outstanding issues when the chief inspectors Han Blix and Mohammed al-Baradei visit Baghdad this weekend. What's the hurry, he basically asked.
Did he respond to a specific allegation that Iraq had faked the death of one of its weapons scientists? Did he touch on that?
Yes, and specifically on that one he did. He branded it as ridiculous, that Powell's allegation that Iraq had faked the death certificates of scientists in order to hide them. If he thinks any of those scientists marked as deceased is still in existence, he said, let him come up with it. Al-Sadi noted that the chief inspector, Hans Blix, himself had said he'd found no evidence Iraq was sending scientists out of the country to prevent them from being interviewed. He refuted charges that scientists were hiding documents at home and basically, said taped conversations were fabricated, the ones you've been hearing on that we heard at the meeting, that the satellite photographs show nothing, and he said defector reports are unreliable.
And just quickly, what about the alleged link and cooperation between Baghdad and al-Qaeda?
He had really nothing to say about that. He said as a weapons specialist, that's not his area. He dismissed it briefly, but we'll hear more about that tomorrow, I'm sure. But just to point out one thing, there's been no reaction from the Iraqi public because this was not broadcast here. Officials were able to respond because they're the only ones with access to CNN.
That was interesting. I was going to ask you that. How was the story actually playing out there? But it sounds like the locals
there. It's not playing yet.
All right. Thank you, Annie.
You're welcome.
NPR's Annie Garrels in Baghdad.